The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another installment of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Well, founded in 1924, the Omaha Community Playhouse is the nation's largest nonprofit community theater. They are dedicated to enriching the lives of audiences and participants through entertainment, thought-provoking stories, and first-hand involvement. Vincent Orduña is the artistic director at the Omaha Community Playhouse. He's also the director of Disaster. Vincent, thanks so much for taking the time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Mike.
Disaster opens on March 13th, runs through April 4th. Can you tell us what this show is about?
It's about ridiculous fun. I've been telling people, Seth Rudetsky, who is an incredible musician and podcaster, put together a sort of satirical homage to all of the 70s disaster movies in the most ridiculous ways, and he threw a disco score underneath it. I tell people, if they know the old movie, which is one of my favorites, Airplane.
Yes.
Imagine Airplane meets Saturday Night Fever and slam them together. It is one amazing pun after another, after another, after another ridiculous trope, after another ridiculous situation, all to disco hits.
As you're working on the show, first of all, how do you recreate those huge, disastrous events?
Well, one of the things that's great about this show is Seth, he was making a celebration of everything that was the 70s. So this show is written with all of these ridiculous vignettes. And so we sort of have taken the approach of the great comedy and variety shows of the time period. You know, the Carol Burnett Show, the original Saturday Night Live, not ready for half primetime players. So there's a lot of, okay, we're in this situation and it's an earthquake. Everybody
start quaking.
Start quaking. And we've got some incredible technical surprises. One of the great things about this show is the ridiculous ride that it is. It asks the audience and the actors to use your imagination. And then we are going to throw in some special effects to help some of it. But most of it's about how our imaginations can let us take this ride.
As I mentioned, this show opens on March 13th. On March 19th, you are hosting pre-show at 6:30 in the second level of your lobby. You are hosting a little special presentation. Can you talk about that?
Well, one of the things that we've done this year that's been really, really popular is we're giving our patrons an opportunity to see behind the curtain a little bit. So we invite members from our artistic team, our creative team, to come and talk to our audiences about what the process was like. Give them an opportunity to ask how the sausage is made. We've been doing it our second weekend, which gives people who have seen it a chance to come and ask questions specifically about what they saw. But also for those people coming to see the show, they can ask questions about what they might see. It's really been an incredibly rewarding experience. It's given some of our designers the chance to talk about what they do, which is really great since so many of them are local. And with Disaster, we've got some real fun tricks to talk about.
There's an audio described performance on Saturday, March 28th, and also a relaxed performance on Saturday, April 4th. Those dates are all on the website at omahaplayhouse.com. As this is rocketing towards opening night, how is everything coming together between the mixture of the music, the shake and the quake and all the disasters that are afoot?
You know, it's going amazingly well. A show like this is great because it allows our creatives in the building a chance to really dream. How do you make a tidal wave on stage? You know, how do we make a ship turn upside down? It also has been really a lot of fun for our actors because with the Playhouse, because we use our community members, we get people from all walks of life. This show has everything from a young baby boomer to zennials in it, right? And watching Gen Xers and baby boomers explain to millennials pop culture references has been one of the great joys of my life. It's a hoot. And allowing the actors to sort of be bigger than life. You know, when you're an actor, oftentimes people say, make a big choice. There's no choice too big. And then you go, oh, that's too big. This is one of those shows that's like, there really is no choice too big.
It's louder, faster, bigger.
Yep. I'm a big fan of Mel Brooks, and I remember seeing when Young Frankenstein was in the works, he was talking about how laughter was healing, and he said to his actors at that time, this is going to be an amazing opportunity for you to come and just forget the world and laugh, and then we will make other people laugh, and that will be our gift. And that's really what this process has felt like. I do tell people, this is not Shakespeare. We are not going to try and teach you anything about our society. We are going to invite you to sit down, have some popcorn, maybe grab a drink, and laugh and tap your toes for 2.5 hours.
That is fantastic. It's on the Hawks main stage. It opens March 13th, runs through April 4th. Showtimes and ticket information is right there at omahaplayhouse.com. The show's called Disaster. It is directed by Vincent Orduña, who is also the artistic director of the Omaha Community Playhouse. Vincent, break a leg.
All right. Thank you, Mike.